The Lord our God is kind and full of grace, both righteous and compassionate is He. The Lord protects all those of childlike faith. When I was in great need, He rescued me. Rest, O my soul, God has been good to you. For you, O Lord, have saved my soul from death, my feet from stumbling, and my eyes from tears, that I may live for you while I have breath. Friends, the reason why you exist, why you were born, why you breathe, and why you walk upon God's earth is that God made you for His glory, to know Him and to enjoy Him forever, not to please and not to gratify your own desires, your own lusts and pleasures, but to live in obedience to God. It's the truth that nobody was ever saved by keeping the commandments of God. But a person is saved by commandment keeping. The commandment keeping of another, Jesus Christ, who came into the world and lived that obedient life that you and I should have lived, but failed to do so. Trusting in His obedience, trusting in His perfect righteousness and His death on the cross, that's the only way, that's the only road to salvation. But of course a person can say that they're trusting, they can say that they're believing, but not obeying, not living in obedience to the commandments of God. Friends, you're not saved by keeping God's commandments, but a person is saved to keep God's commandments. Because when a man or woman is born again, one of the things that God does is He writes His law upon their hearts so that they have a delight in the commandments of God, a desire for the commandments of God, and a delight and desire to live out an obedience to those commandments. Not perfectly, but imperfectly. How do you read the commandment, Jamaica? How do you read the commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery"? Maybe perhaps you see it simply as a restriction against infidelity in marriage. It's that. It's that and much, much more. But I tell you what it is primarily and fundamentally. It's a holy rail, guardrail, that God has thrown around marriage. The sanctity of marriage. That's what that commandment is about. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's a commandment against fornication, against adultery, and it's a commandment against fornication. Sexual pleasure, sexual behavior is to be enjoyed according to God's law, God's commandment, is to be enjoyed within the confines of holy matrimony. That means when the man comes to you, young lady, and he's all over you, and he wants his wicked, evil way with you, you tell him to get on his bike until he's put a ring on your finger. That means when the woman comes after you, young man, all hot and bothered and wanting her wicked way with you, you tell her on your bike until, that is, you've exchanged wedding rings. Then and then alone are you permitted by God to enjoy any sexual pleasure. Outside of that is wickedness. Outside of that is evil. Practice outside of that will exclude you from the kingdom of God. Thou shalt not commit adultery, friends, is a guardrail around the sanctity of holy matrimony. Marriage, friends. And marriage is a building block. Marriage is a building block in any society. And where this commandment of God is disregarded, where this commandment of God is disobeyed wholesale, you have the breakdown of society. You have a society that's in free fall. You have a society gone wild. If you want to raise children who are physically and emotionally and spiritually healthy, then you must obey God's commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. You must guard, you must protect the sanctity of holy matrimony. Maybe you wonder to yourself, why are my children so wild? Why are my children so disobedient? Why do my children go about fornicating? Why do my children go about behaving so promiscuously? Is it perhaps maybe because you yourself disregarded the commandment of God protecting holy matrimony, thou shalt not commit adultery? Friends, your children will not be physically, emotionally healthy if you disregard God's commandment in this place. It's the building block of society. It's what a healthy society is built upon, holy matrimony. And where governments like yours and mine pay no heed to the commandment of God, disregard it, legislate for fornication, sodomy, and every other form of sexual immorality known to man, you have a society that's in free fall. A society that needs to be saved. A society that needs to be rescued. But a society that needs to come to an understanding of what God means when he says, thou shalt not commit adultery. That holy matrimony is sacred in the eyes of God. The tentacles of sin reach way, way beyond the bedroom. And I tell you, friends, children begotten outside of holy matrimony, outside of wedlock, are not healthy children, are not emotionally, spiritually, morally, and of course emotionally healthy. It's impossible that they should be so. A child needs a father and it needs a mother. Is it not true that many children in Jamaica are running wild? In other countries too, Jamaica's not alone. But is it not true that many, many Jamaican children are running wild because there's no father figure in the home to guide and to counsel with godly, righteous counsel to teach children in the way that they should go. God's way, that is. No father in the home, no marriage, no father, no husband. Friends, that leads to a society that's on the pathway to, if not in, a state of anarchy. How do you read the commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery? It is a guardrail that God has thrown around holy matrimony, forbidding fornication, sodomy, and all sex outside of marriage. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That is a divine commandment. That comes from God, and it's binding upon the entire human race. Every man, woman, and child born into this world. And a commandment like all the others that you, all of you, have broken many times in many places. You lusted after the opposite sex how many times? You lusted after the same sex how many times? You've already committed adultery in your heart, says Jesus Christ. You've already broken the commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Friends, a society crumbles when this commandment is broken, is disregarded, and disobeyed. So I call you back to the commandments of God. To get out a Bible, get one somewhere, and read Exodus chapter 20, which will give you a summary, just a summary, but will give you a summary of God's commandments of what it is that He requires of you. That your law breaking, that your lawlessness, that your living contrary to the commandments of God will bring you down to death, will bring you to eternal death, will expose you to everlasting flames, the fires of hell. There is retribution, serious consequences to God's commandments being disobeyed and disregarded. It's a crime against God. It's a sin. Sin is lawlessness, living contrary to the commandments of God. Why does a man, why does the woman live contrary to the commandments of God? Maybe perhaps as I speak these words, you're thinking to yourself, what a ridiculous law. Who could possibly live in obedience to such a commandment as this in Jamaica today in its modern society? Why the young woman, she says, well, he wouldn't love me if I didn't let him have his way. Maybe perhaps the young man would say, well, you know, she won't have me if I don't let her have her way. Well, who are you going to please? Who are you going to please? Are you going to please your fellow man? Are you going to fear your fellow man? Or do you have the courage, do you have the moral fiber, the moral courage to stand alone if necessary upon the commandment of God and say no to the lustful young man or lustful young woman? No, 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 not until you put a ring on my finger, get your hands off my body, don't even hold my hand until you put a ring on my finger. thou shalt not commit adultery. God's holy guardrail surrounding the sanctity of marriage. Friends, fear God, not man. God, who not only can kill your body, but cast your soul into eternal flames. Because however much and however long that person who wants your body stays with you, lives with you, even to the end of your life, then you stand before God. Then you'll give account to God for that lawless deed, for that lawless affair, because that's all that it is. It's just an affair. If it's not marriage, it's just an affair. It's just a lustful affair. It's not marriage. It's not marriage. And that lawlessness will lead you down into the depths of everlasting hell and damnation. And it's that you need to be saved from. You need the desire that you have not got. You need the desire to obey God's commandment. And not just the seventh commandment, but all of the commandments. You need God's law written in your hearts. And only the Holy Spirit can write God's law in your heart. You no longer have the law of God in your heart. It's been erased. You have a sinful nature. And that's why you do the lust. That's why you do the commandment breaking. You must be born again. The nature must be changed to love God and to love His law, to love His commandments, to delight. I delight in thy law, says King David. I delight to do thy will, says King David. But no man, no woman ever spoke those words meaningfully, sincerely, until they were born again, until they were justified by the grace of God, until they were clothed in the righteousness of the one who did live in perfect obedience to the law of God. No, you're not saved by keeping God's commandments, but you are saved by someone who did keep the commandments of God perfectly. His name is Jesus. He lived a perfect, blameless life before God. He died on the cross for others. He shed His blood for the sins of the world. And why? Why was He able to do so? What qualified Him? What qualified Jesus to go to the cross? Because He lived out those commandments in perfect obedience. His righteousness is what you need, because yours and mine is shot through. It's like filthy rags in the sight of God, untouchable, unclean. To a man, to a woman, all of us. You need the righteousness of another, because yours is no good. It's when you've been born again, it's when the Spirit of God has convicted you of your lawless deeds, it's when the Spirit of God, in conjunction with the proclamation of the Word of God, convicts you of your lawless deeds, convicts you of your contrariness to God. At this point, thou shalt not commit adultery, and everywhere else, When God convicts you of your sin, what do you do with it? I mean, besides getting angry, I mean, besides expressing your hostility, your enmity against God, when the commandment of God convicts you of your lawless deeds, what do you do with it? What do you do with it apart from expressing your enmity of heart against God? I'll tell you what to do with it. When the commandment convicts you of your sin, you take it to Jesus. You take it to Calvary. You take it to the place where Jesus bled and died for hopeless, lawless men and women. You take it to Calvary's hill, where Jesus, the Son of God, was surrounded by lawless people, by soldiers and gamblers, by mockers and sneerers, by fornicators and adulterers. He was surrounded by them. Jesus, who cried from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." When you live contrary to God's commandments, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," when you engage in sex outside of marriage, the voice of Jesus should be whispering in your ear, "Father, shh. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Because if you understood what you were doing, if you understood how far from God you are engaging in such practice, I tell you, you would flee to the cross. You would flee into the arms of Jesus, the only one who can justify you, the only one who can make you right, the only one who can bring that forgiveness to you, and the one who lived that spotless, blameless life, that righteous life, and died on the cross, God's righteous one, the just for the unjust. God made him, Jesus, sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's the gospel, friends. That's the gospel. But Jamaica's not ready for the gospel. Jamaica needs the law of God. Jamaica needs the blade. Jamaica needs the plow. The law of God. To plow your heart, to break up the hardness of your heart, and to show you how far distant you are from God. To show you what an abomination your pattern of living is before a thrice holy God. Bible says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." It doesn't say, "Love, love, love is the Lord." It says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And your living is contrary. Contrary to that holiness of God, because the law of God is an expression of the holy character of God, and it's a standard by which you'll be judged. Not your mothers, not your fathers, not your husbands, not your wives, not your siblings, not your peers. It's by this standard that you'll be judged on that day. And every lawless deed you'll give an account for, every careless word you'll answer for, Jesus says. Oh, friends, you need to be saved. How you need to be on your knees before Almighty God and crying out to Him, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." How you need to be on your knees, crying out to God night and day, until He comes to you. Until you know that you have been forgiven. Until you know that you are right with God. Until you know that you have eternal life in your soul. Until you know that you have been pardoned. You need to get your head and you need to get your heart into the law of God, into the commandments of God. I tell you, friends, I tell you, my Jamaican friends, you need the law of God. You need it burned into Jamaica. You got religion. You got religion all over you like a rash. It's God's law that you need. It's God's law that you need. The commandments of God. Right at the very foundation of your society. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's a guardrail around holy matrimony, the sanctity of marriage. God is not well pleased with your fornicating. God is not well pleased with your lust. God is not well pleased with your sexual preferences and practices. And it's because of this the judgment of God is upon you. Because of your ignorance. Because of your ignoring the commandment of God. Because of your disobeying the commandment of God. That your society is crumbling. That your young people live in lawlessness. Wild asses colts. Answering to no authority. Not the government, not the police, not the courts. Not fathers, mothers, not school teachers. They'll answer to no authority. Wild. Your society in this country crumbles because of your disregard and because of your disobedience to God's commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. You want sex? Then get yourself married. Married! 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 Holy matrimony, God says. Anything else is an abomination to God. Friends, your lawless deeds, they need to be forgiven. You need the forgiveness of God. And there is forgiveness with God. That He may be feared. That is, you don't get the forgiveness and then carry on living a lawless life. It means you get forgiven and you walk in the fear of God. That's what it means. But it seems to me, in your society today, just like the rest of the West, America, Europe, the rest of them, lawlessness, fornication, sodomy, every sexual practice outside of holy matrimony, an abomination to God. Whether you do it here on the island or on your cruise ships, just the same abominable practice that God hates. Do not do this thing that I hate, says God. Jeremiah 44 verse 4, do not do this thing that I hate. God hates sin. Sin is lawlessness. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It's God's holy guardrail that He has thrown around holy matrimony, the sanctity of marriage, to guard and protect it so that your society could be safe and stable. a good, healthy, emotionally, physically, morally and spiritually healthy society in which to raise children. But this is not Jamaica. This is not Jamaica. But it could be. Oh, it could be. If Jamaica was to repent, if Jamaica was to turn from its lawless deeds, if Jamaica was to turn from its sin, if Jamaica was to be educated as to what sin is, where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no proclamation, where there's no exposition of the law of God, people perish. Perish in their sins. Go to a lost eternity. Jamaica could be a good place to live if Jamaica got herself educated in the law of God. And if she allowed the law of God to drive her to the cross, because it's there at the cross, it's there beneath the bloodstained cross, it's there where Jesus died to take away the sins of the world, Jamaica's sins, your sins, it's there, then you'll see the enormity of your sin. You want to see, you want to understand how much God hates sin? Go to the cross. Go to the cross. See what God did to His Son. He nailed Him to a cross. People ask the question, was it the Jews who crucified Jesus? Was it the Romans? Who was it? It was God. It was His own Father. He nailed Him to the cross because He hates sin. Because He hates your sin and my sin. It's there that you'll see God's hatred for sin. But it's there too that you'll see His amazing, amazing, astonishing love for lawbreakers such as you and I. It's there that you'll see the amazing grace and love of God. For God so loved the world. A world of lawbreakers. A world of lost, ruined sinners. A world sunk in sin. A world filled with the vomit of its own sin. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish in their lawless deeds and their sin, but have everlasting life. The gospel, the power of God, the power of God unto salvation for everybody who believes. Believes. Repents and believes the gospel. But if you believe, you will be saved. And if you are saved, truly saved, you will keep the law of God. Because God will write it on your heart with His own pen. And He will write it indelibly in the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Don't tell me you're saved. Don't tell me you worship Jesus. Don't tell me you sing at the weekend in some assembly, Jesus Christ is Lord, if you do not obey the law of God. If you disregard the commandment of God. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And all the other commandments of God are given to teach you the kind of a sinner that you are, and to drive you and drive you and drive you to the cross. And God sent His Son and nailed Him to the cross to draw you to Jesus. To draw you to Jesus. The commandment drives you to Jesus, and the love of God draws you to Jesus. The only place where you'll find forgiveness, the only place where you'll find salvation, the only place where you'll get right with God, freely justified by His grace. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call today. Call today upon His name, and you shall be saved. God's promise, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God's salvation revealed in God's Word. God's way of righteousing men and women, making them right with Himself through Jesus. God accomplished what the law could never do. Justify you, make you right. Right for time and for eternity. Fit for God and fit for life and fit for heaven one day. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Jamaica. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The good news concerning God's Son, madam. Not Muhammad. Not Allah. God, the everlasting triune God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Father sent His Son Jesus, and Jesus came, lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead. And the Holy Spirit of God is the one, the only one who can make this salvation a reality in your soul, in your life, for time and for eternity. Get right with God today. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. May God have mercy upon your precious, precious souls.
Want to go next, brother? I've already gone. He's gone. Praise the Lord, brother.
Well, amen to that.
That's a good outdoor preacher Bible. Perfect size.
It's not a Bible.
Oh, it's not a Bible?
No, it's a Psalter.
Hey, do you know where Robert is? I was thinking of singing. I don't know. Well, I'll go ahead and sing. He loves singing.